Hi again, I'm talking on the other side of tape, and Ruth, I was talking with Pat Griffin today about R&R, about Leave, and I suggested getting together in Japan, and he thought it was a fantastic idea. I think it would be great if Cleo could come to Los Angeles, maybe rest a day there, even though it's only about a three-hour flight, and then maybe the two of you fly on to Hawaii, spend a day or two in Hawaii, and then fly on to Japan. That way, you know, you would stage the thing, and I think you'd be less tired. I think it's a 10-hour flight from Hawaii to Japan or something like that. You could probably call the airlines and find out about it. Also, find out what the difference in time is between Hawaii and Japan and Hawaii and Hong Kong. I don't know, but you might rather go to Hong Kong if it's not too much farther. Actually, I think you can go to Japan and Hong Kong on the same flight. In other words, it's probably the same price, or maybe even the flights go through Japan. So if we met you girls in Hong Kong, then you maybe could spend a couple of days by yourselves in Japan. The only reason I suggest Hong Kong is people tell me that the shopping there is just fantastic. And the other thing we could do, of course, is we could go see Hodgson, who is this orthopedic surgeon in Hong Kong, who, if you remember me telling you, was in Atlanta for that meeting that we had with the down at the Marriott. And he's also the fellow that Lenny Marmer spent a year with when he was on sabbatical. At least Japan sounds just fantastic. And as I said, I talked to Pat, and he's very enthused about it also. And he's going to write Cleo and ask her. And once we set up some sort of a date, we'll try to all four get together by writing and establish a definite date. I think the best time to go would be sometime in March, when it's when the weather's not so cold, and actually March should be early springtime in Japan, and it ought to be just beautiful. Of course, there's fantastic shopping in Japan also, and I think it'd be just very interesting to see the city, and it'd be more fun if we had another couple to go around with. I know you'd enjoy it more than just being by ourselves. And then, of course, I'm definitely planning on Hawaii, and I do think that the best time to go would be in the early part of June, even though I'd only have about 2 months left. If we went in early June, then the boys wouldn't miss any school, and then we could all be together, and I think it'd be a wonderful experience, both for them and, of course, for me, because we all talk about our kids and how we miss them and how we miss seeing them grow up. And Gary and Jeffrey, I really do miss you, and I just can't wait to see you, and I hope you boys are doing very well in school. And I just want you to know that Daddy misses you very, very much. Ruth, I'll try to get some pictures in the roll that I have in the camera now of me, so at least you won't forget what I look like. I like to apologize if you do see a picture of me for my hair. We have one of the doctors here who does haircuts, but the first one he did, he didn't make my head flat, so my hair was sort of very rounded. So the last time I did it myself, and it looked just horrible, but at least I got a flat top. So actually, before I take any pictures of myself, I'll try to get pretty well groomed so I don't look so grubby. One of the difficult things about living here, of course, is the horrible dirt and dust. And right now, it's, of course, the wet season, and it's hard to conceive of what it's going to look like when the dry season comes. Right now, as I look around my grubby room, which is not a room at all, but just an open area with a bed and a dresser and two cabinets, you know, steel cabinets, I can see dust just all over the walls of the cabinet, and my dresser was, I know, dusted twice today, and already there's about maybe a 1/16 of an inch thick dust all over it. It's just hard to believe of how dirty it gets over here. The dust just flies around, and of course, there are no windows. You can't close the windows. They're just a screen that runs around the outside of the BOQ, and of course, a screen door. But the screens don't keep any of the dust out. You can sweep the floors 3 times a day, and it's still always dirty. If you put your foot on the floor, it's just dirty. Of course, we have this wonderful hooch maid. Actually, she's a very nice Vietnamese woman, but she just loses clothes like you wouldn't believe. I brought 6 pair of army socks with me, and I'm down to 3 pair. Then my nice tan golf shirt, she washed with something green and had a little streak under the pocket. So I showed it to her, and I told her to be careful. You know, she could barely understand English. And would you believe I got it today, and it had another green, horrible streak running down right in the same area, but now covering half the shirt. And she laughs and thinks it's funny, and I don't know. It's just, I'd like to do my wash myself almost, but of course it's so easy to have her do it that one does not want to bother with such menial chores as doing your own wash. Of course, she does other things like shines your boots and, of course, washing the underwear every day, which you change maybe twice a day. I have tried several times to call, and actually I'm going to go over tonight about 11 o'clock, which will make it about 8 o'clock L.A. time, and try to call you again, but I doubt whether I'll be successful. What happens is they make contact, and it only lasts about 20 minutes. Each guy talks about 5 minutes, so that means only 4 guys get through with each individual contact. And every time I've been over there, there's been about 15 guys waiting. Some of the guys that are waiting look like they've been waiting for about 2 days. They're all flaked out on the floor and in chairs, unshaven. And what they do is they go there and they wait for contact and in order to get their phone call through. Most of these fellows have been out in the field for maybe a month, and then they get to spend 2 days at the base camp, and so some of them spend the whole 2 days just sitting over there waiting for it to get a phone call through. And, of course, there are guys who get calls through very rapidly. The internist just said he went over there about an hour ago, and it was a long line, but while talking to one of the fellows who runs this Mars station, the guy said, "Hey, I got contact. You want to make a call?" And he did, and he got right through. So I'll give it a try, and maybe I'll try to call in the morning here, which will be evening home. In fact, I may try to call tomorrow morning. But don't expect the call, and don't get upset if I don't get through. Just understand that it's not, you just can't pick up a phone and call. You have to wait in a long line, and sometimes you might wait for 6 or 7 hours. And, of course, being on call over here and doing surgery all day long, it's difficult to stay there very long. Well, I'm anxiously awaiting the next salami that comes in the mail. My mother wrote me and said that my Aunt Eva is sending me a little care package. And, of course, I just finished the peanuts that Shirley sent. And you'll be sending me peanuts, which I can, of course, get here. But, you know, it felt sort of funny opening up the pear package and getting cashews, but, you know, I sat tonight and shared them with everybody and ate them, and it was really a nice feeling to be eating something that has come all the way from home and that I know that Shirley packed and sent over just for me, and it was a nice feeling. One of the things that you could send would be some tuna, you know. One of the fellows opened a can of tuna, and in the evenings, usually we don't eat supper, so a little snack like that would be very good. I don't know what else to tell you to send besides tuna. Just look around. If you see some canned goodies that might be good just to open a can and eat, send them. I think, though, the best things are the gourmet-type items. And, of course, cheeses. Those cheeses that you sent just came over in perfect condition and were really delicious. And I also think that Gouda cheese would be a good thing to send. This afternoon, I sat in my hooch and read the LA Times from 3 weeks ago. And it was really a nice feeling just to look through and look at ads from Broadway and May Company. And it makes you feel like you're, well, like home is fairly close when you have these things around you. And I'm sure you appreciate the fact that mail is just the greatest time of the day. And I have things pasted up all over. I have all Gary and Jeffrey, I have all your pictures that you've sent me hanging up on my wall, and I have a few of the cartoons that you sent Ruth, and Shirley sent me some out of Playboy that I have hanging up. And ever since I bought that album and you sent me those pictures, I get out those every day and look at them, and I really miss you all very much, and I miss everybody, in fact. I didn't think I knew I'd miss you, but I thought, well, I'd have things to do and interesting things to occupy my time, but it's very, very depressing over here. I rarely ever do anything that's interesting. Everything is just a chore, and it's very depressing seeing casualties and seeing people hurt and seeing them bring in VC prisoners and have them all handcuffed and blindfolded, and it's just a very unpleasant situation. Today, the Army engineers came over to build us bunkers. In the past, the doctors had built their own bunkers, and what they done is dug a big hole and lined it with wood and beam ceiling, and then poured cement over it. And actually, a couple of them are just excellent protection. A rocket apparently can hit right on the top of some of these things, and there'd be, you know, no damage inside. So what does the Army do? They destroy a couple of these beautiful bunkers, and they built their own kind, which are offer so little protection that even the engineers that were building them were laughing and telling us that the best thing to do would be to, if we ever do get under attack, which is, of course, a very rare occurrence, the best thing we'd do would be just climb under your bed. It'd be just as safe as these things that the Army is building for us. And it's just another typical thing that the Army does. They do everything in a very half-hearted way, according to regulation, and don't use any common sense. Of course, one of the funniest things to see out here is to watch what we call PANE, which workers work. PANE is Pacific Architects and Engineers. And what they are, they're Koreans and Filipinos that run the construction companies that work over here. And they employ Vietnamese civilians to build, do all the repairs and build any of the new hooches or additions. And like, they are the people that are going to put up partitions in our BOQs, dividing them off into little rooms. And these guys, it takes about four guys to do one little job. And today they were putting in, they nailed a board into the floor of the hooch, and it wasn't exactly right, so they undid the nails, sawed it off a little more, nailed it back down. Wasn't right. They did that four times in order to get it right. And they use, of course, very ancient type tools. And it's just very humorous to watch these people work. Most of them work squatting on the ground. You know, they stand on their feet and they put their rear ends almost to the ground with their knees bent. And this is the way they sit most of the day, and this is how they rest. It's amazing how they ever get anything built. They're so inefficient. Well, I'm sort of running out of things to talk about right now, and all I can say is just keep the mail coming, and I miss you all, and I'm just looking forward to March. It's the only thing I can look forward to right now. And if you want to go earlier than March, let me know, and I'm willing to go any time, but I do think that March will be the best time. Let's see, if I came here in September, October, November, December, January, February, March will be about 6.5 months, 1st of March, and I think that would be absolutely the best time to go. Of course, You may want to go before Nancy leaves, unless you can get another girl to come in. So let me know if you want to go before Nancy leaves, like in January or February. I'm sure I can get off and go at that time. So let me know what you think about it. Anyway, I'm going to end right now and put this tape and the slides in the mail. And I hope you all enjoy them. Goodbye.